This example also uses generic pointers. And to illustrate them, this time I'm using a function in the standard library called qsort, which stands for quicksort. Quicksort is considered the best all-around general-purpose sorting algorithm. And the way this function works in the C library is you give it all the information it needs to sort your array. You give it where it's at, how many elements there are, how big each element is, and you also give it a way to know how to compare two elements. So that brings us to the first line of the code after the include statements, which is a prototype. It is a declaration for a function which I have named comp, which stands for compare, and it takes two elements, two parameters. Notice they're both void stars, and they're const, actually, because they're not going to be changed inside of this function. You'll see the code for this function on the next slide. Just keep in mind that its job is to do the comparing. So what's going to happen is that while qsort is doing its work, it's going to be looking at different elements in the array. And of course, it doesn't know ahead of time how to compare them. And so what it's going to do is it's going to pass pointers to the two elements that it is currently comparing to this function. And so the job of this function is to return some code, some value which will say, yes, they're already in order, or no, they're not, or whatever. Well, let's step through the main program. I declare first an array of pointers to character. So again, that's a ragged array. These aren't stored on the heap. They're stored wherever the system chooses to put them, which is the system's business. But it is an array of pointers. And each of those pointers points to a null terminated string. What I want to do is to sort this array. The next line, of course, is our familiar idiom for calculating how many elements there are in an array. So the number of strings in the array is the size of the array divided by the size of one of the elements. And then I call qsort. First argument is the name of the array, which becomes a pointer to its first element. So qsort is expecting an address for its first parameter. The second argument is how many elements are in the array. The third argument is the size of each element. And then finally, the fourth argument is that function, comp, which qsort will have to turn around and call itself. So comp has to be a particular type of function. It has to be a function that takes two pointer arguments. And since qsort is very generic, it can sort anything, then that compare function needs to take void star parameters. So once qsort is finished, then the array has been shuffled around and all of the elements have been moved, and now I can just print them out, and you'll see when we go to the next slide that they indeed got sorted.